Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Friday, October 11th. Joining us today are Eric and Kate. Let's dive into today's fascinating topic. Today we're discussing a fascinating new study about viruses found on everyday bathroom items. Let's start with the basics. Eric, what did researchers discover on toothbrushes and shower heads?
Well, Ted, it's quite intriguing. Scientists stumbled upon a microscopic gold mine right in our bathrooms. They found hundreds of unique viruses called bacteriophages, many of which have never been seen before. Now, before anyone freaks out, these aren't the kind of viruses that'll give you the sniffles. They actually target bacteria, not humans. It's like discovering a whole new ecosystem on your toothbrush.
That's right. But let's not downplay the significance. This could revolutionize how we fight diseases, especially antibiotic-resistant ones. We're talking about a potential game-changer in medicine, folks. These tiny viruses could be our secret
weapon against—
Hold on, Kate.
While it's interesting, we shouldn't jump to conclusions. Many scientific discoveries don't pan out in practical applications. Let's pump the brakes a bit. Sure, it's cool to find new viruses, but it's a long way from, you know, bathroom discovery to medical breakthrough. We need to be realistic about
the
challenges
ahead. But Eric, this isn't just any discovery. We're talking about potentially groundbreaking biotech innovations right in our bathrooms. Can't you see the enormous potential? These phages could be the key to fighting superbugs that are outsmarting our current antibiotics. It's like finding—
Interesting points from both of you. Can you explain what exactly bacteriophages are and why they're important?
Certainly, Ted. Bacteriophages, or phages for short, are essentially viruses that infect bacteria, not humans. Think of them as the natural predators of bacteria. They've been known for over a century, but haven't been the focus of much research. It's like they've been hiding in plain sight all this time. The cool thing is, they're incredibly specific. Each type of phage typically only attacks one kind of bacteria.
That's because we've been relying too heavily on antibiotics. Now that bacteria are becoming resistant, phages could be our new weapon against pathogens. It's like we've been ignoring this powerful ally in our fight against bacterial infections. Phages could target the bad guys.
True, but
wiping out—
let's not forget that developing new treatments takes years and billions of dollars. It's not as simple as finding viruses on a toothbrush. We're talking about complex clinical trials, regulatory approvals, and scaling up production. It's a long road from discovery to treatment, and many promising leads
don't make it. But Eric, the potential is enormous. Phage therapy could target specific bacteria without harming beneficial microbes, unlike broad-spectrum antibiotics. We're talking about precision medicine here. Imagine treatments tailored to each person's specific infection. It's like having a—
I agree there's potential, but we need to be realistic about the challenges and timeline involved in developing new therapies. It's not just about finding the phages, it's about understanding how to use them safely and effectively. We need to consider potential side effects, resistance issues, and how to deliver them to the right place.
The timeline wouldn't be so long if we invested more in this research instead of clinging to outdated methods. We're facing a crisis with antibiotic resistance, and we need innovative solutions now. These phages could be the breakthrough we've been waiting for. It's time to shake things up.
Let's look at this from a historical perspective. Can you think of a similar scientific discovery that seemed mundane but led to major breakthroughs?
Absolutely. The discovery of penicillin by Alexander Fleming in 1928 is a perfect example. He noticed mold contaminating his petri dishes killed bacteria. It was a total accident, but it changed the course of medical history. Fleming wasn't even looking for antibiotics. He just happened to notice something weird in his messy lab. It's like finding a cure for cancer because you forgot to clean out your fridge.
That's a fair comparison, but let's not forget it took over a decade to develop penicillin into a usable drug. It wasn't until World War II that it saw widespread use. We're talking about a gap of 15 years between discovery and practical application, and that was with the urgency of a global war pushing research forward. It's a reminder that even groundbreaking discoveries take time to turn into real-world solutions.
But look at the impact it had. Penicillin revolutionized medicine and saved countless lives. We could be on the brink of a similar breakthrough with phages. Just imagine, in a few years, we might be treating antibiotic-resistant infections with phage therapy.
While that's true, we should also consider the drawbacks. Overuse of antibiotics led to resistant bacteria, which is why we're in this situation now. We need to be careful not to repeat the same mistakes with phages. There's always the risk of unintended consequences when we start.
That's exactly why phage therapy is so promising. It's more targeted and could avoid the pitfalls of broad-spectrum antibiotics. We're not talking about a one-size-fits-all approach here. Phages are like precision-guided missiles compared to the carpet bombing of traditional antibiotics.
Interesting points. How does the discovery of phages on household items compare to Fleming's accidental discovery?
Well, both involve everyday items, Petri dishes then, toothbrushes now, but Fleming's discovery was truly accidental, while this study was intentional. The researchers were actively looking for microbes on these items. It's like the difference between stumbling upon buried treasure and conducting an archaeological dig. Both can lead to valuable findings, but the approach is quite different.
That's right, and it shows how far we've come. We're now actively seeking out new microbial worlds in our own homes. It's like we're exploring alien planets, but instead of distant stars, we're looking at our shower heads. This intentional approach could lead to even more discoveries.
But let's not forget that Fleming's discovery was immediately recognized as significant. We don't know yet if these phages will lead to anything useful. It's exciting, sure, but we need to temper our expectations. Not every discovery leads to a penicillin-level breakthrough.
That's because we haven't given them a chance. If we'd ignored penicillin, we'd never have reaped its benefits. We need to invest in this research and explore every possibility. These phages could be the key to solving antibiotic resistance, developing new diagnostic tools, or even
creating better. Fair point, but we need to be cautious about overhyping every new discovery. Science is a slow, methodical process. We can't expect miracles overnight. It's great to be excited, but we also need to be patient and rigorous in our approach. Let's celebrate the discovery while keeping
looking to the future. How do you think this discovery might unfold? Eric, what's your perspective?
Realistically, I think this will lead to more research into phages, but practical applications are likely decades away. We'll see more studies, maybe some early clinical trials, but no immediate breakthroughs. It's like planting a seed. It takes time to grow into a tree. We need to invest in basic research, understand these phages better, and slowly work our way towards potential applications. It's exciting, but it's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's far too pessimistic. I believe we'll see rapid advancements in phage therapy within the next 5 to 10 years. This could be the answer to antibiotic resistance we've been searching for. We're in a crisis situation, and that often accelerates innovation. Look at how quickly COVID vaccines were developed.
Kate, you're being overly optimistic. Drug development takes time, and phage therapy faces unique challenges like regulatory hurdles and production difficulties. We can't just rush this process. Each phage needs to be thoroughly studied and tested. It's not just about finding a phage that works.
But we're in a crisis with antibiotic resistance. We can't afford to move slowly. This discovery could fast-track phage research and development. Every day we delay, more people are dying from resistant infections. We need to treat this with the urgency it deserves. It's like we found a fire extinguisher.
What specific applications do you foresee for these newly discovered phages?
If anything, we might see some new cleaning products that use phages to target specific bacteria, but medical applications are much further off. We could potentially develop sprays or wipes that use phages to eliminate harmful bacteria in our homes. It's a more immediate and less risky application than medical treatments. Think of it as a first step. We learn to work with phages in a controlled environment before moving to more complex applications.
I disagree entirely. We could see personalized phage therapies for resistant infections, new diagnostic tools, and even phage-based probiotics. Imagine a future where we can quickly identify the exact bacteria causing an infection and match it with the perfect phage cocktail. Or probiotics.
Those are interesting ideas, but they're speculative at best. We need to focus on the practical challenges of working with phages. How do we ensure their stability? How do we deliver them effectively to the infection site? What about potential side effects? These are complex questions.
But that's exactly what this discovery allows us to do. We now have hundreds of new phages to study and potentially use. It's like we've just expanded our toolkit exponentially. With more options, we have a better chance of finding solutions to these challenges. We shouldn't let
study, yes, But use? That's a long way off. We need to temper our expectations. It's great to be excited, but we also need to be realistic. Each of these phages needs to be thoroughly characterized and tested. It's a long process, and many won't make it past the initial stages.
We need to raise our expectations. This could be the breakthrough that changes everything in how we fight bacterial infections. We're standing on the edge of a new frontier in medicine. It's time to be bold, to push boundaries. Yes, there are challenges, but that's what science is all about.
Thank you, Eric and Kate, for this lively discussion. It's clear that this discovery has sparked both excitement and debate in the scientific community. While the potential of these newly discovered phages is intriguing, only time will tell how they might shape the future of medicine and biotechnology. As always, it's crucial to balance optimism with rigorous scientific inquiry. That's all for today on Listen 2. Stay curious and keep brushing those teeth.